first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am well pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, but making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smouldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. And the gospel reading is from St. John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The first half of Holy Week offers us a three-part liturgy of the Word. Each day we read one of Isaiah's Songs of the Servant. The fourth one is read at the Good Friday liturgy. The Gospel readings these days are centred on Judas and his betrayal, comparing his treatment of Jesus with that of others in their circle. Mary of Bethany today, Peter tomorrow, and the 11 on Wednesday. In three scenes then, this first act of Holy Week presents us with a deepening sense of tragedy through acts of love, disappointment, doubt, and betrayal. Mary is on the side of light. She understands, so Jesus says, his way to glory, the kind of Messiah or servant he is to be. She is ready, at least to some extent, for the hour of his glorious kingship on the cross. Judas is increasingly under the power of darkness, failing to understand and losing a sense of loving Jesus. Mary's perfume fills the whole house. This seems to be John's way of saying, wherever the gospel is preached, what she has done will be told in memory of her. The perfume of her act will accompany the preaching of the gospel everywhere. The most striking characteristic of her act is its extravagance. It is exaggerated, unnecessary, wasteful, as Judas, with some justice, indicates. But it anticipates the extravagance we will witness in the second half of Holy Week, the extravagance of God's love poured out in the sacrifice of Christ. Mary's extravagant love of Jesus continues to strengthen the faith of believers, for it helps us to appreciate the extravagant love that is the world's salvation. The requirements of justice are extravagant, as Mary understands. There are many references to justice in the readings today. Sometimes we think of it as cold and blind, strict and merciless. But the justice of which Jesus is the Son is a justice that has reached the heart. it is a matter of words and actions, originating in a heart that loves and is merciful. Mary shows her heart today, as Jesus' heart will be shown on Friday, the heart of our most human God. He has not forgotten the poor, but is remembering them in each step of his Via Dolorosa. He becomes the poorest one of all, experiencing the most radical poverty of humankind, so that we might become rich from him, anointed with his endless mercy, his constant forgiveness, his everlasting love.